And did she present comps? There's comps.
There you go.
Those are houses back in there. That's not. There have been a few that have sold. That's not.
What are you saying, Jeff? His comps are not.
They're not in the Provence, it doesn't look like. I would look it up. My phone just went dead, so.
Is that one of your computer on your desk? It's in the bag next to my.
What was the reason for the jump in between 10 and 11?
I would guess, of course, I wasn't there at the time, but I would guess that James probably got some sales in that particular area. Sales were really good. Even at that time when we'd had the crunch, he probably had it on strictly by the cost basis and found by sales that it was way off. That's my guess. Don't know that.
When was it built?
Like 2008.
Okay.
Jeff, you're thinking his comps aren't comps.
He had homes.
I mean, that's a Branson Canyon. I mean, it is.
Honestly, now that's probably more of an actual comp, but it's down P Highway down the bay.
It is a condo-ish. It's nightly rental. That's not. That wouldn't be a bad, because it is nightly rental. It just might be nice to see one from the Provence, which I know two have sold down there. One's bigger lakefront. But.
This is Brad.
Hello, Brad. I'm Mike Schofield with the Board of Equalization, and we're here now looking at your property.
Okay. Your name is Mike?
Yes.
Brad Lowell. Thanks for your call.
Brad, we're looking at your place over here on number 2 Ironwood in the Provence, and was just curious... do you have any, was Carolyn Mayhew able to get you any comparables in the Provence? Because a lot of your comparables are a little ways outside of there.
So the comparable market analysis that she had sent me that I had sent to you guys were the ones that were in the surrounding area. Other comparables within the Provence there that I have, the property next door to me, 180 the Provence, is on the market right now for, well, I think they started at 319.9, and I think they're down to 299 right now.
Okay. And that's what it's listed for, not what it's sold for?
It was... The comparable that I have at the time, it was listed, it started, I think, at 319.9, but it has not, I know they have come down from there because I know my neighbor, the last that I knew, it was at 299, and I think they had a contract on it.
And that is that the same square footage as yours?
No, that one is a little bit smaller, so one that would be comparable or close to mine here, That one's bigger. 185 185, the province, had just sold a few months ago, and that's that was a little smaller house as well. So the other house in the province, that is really not comparable to mine, because they're actually larger. So
right.
I guess those wouldn't work. But like I said, the comparable market analysis that Carolyn did was the property that she had put on that sheet.
You said you had one that was a little bit smaller than yours. What was that price?
The one that was a little bit smaller than ours, that price was $328.
When you say a little bit smaller, what are you talking about? How many square
feet?
Well,
that would be the square footage on that one, I think, is about 2,400. Ours is about 3,600. So, I would tell you, you guys, as far as, you know, my appraisal, we had this house up for sale about a year and a half ago with Booker Cox. And, we left it up to them to start the price. We started at 419 and ended up coming down to 399. The house was on the market for a year, never sold. We took it off, waited a while, went back and visited with Carolyn. She came out and looked things over, did this comparable market analysis. Her recommendation for us was to price the house. You have that in front of you. The high mark was $378.9. The low was $361.9. She recommended around $374.00. So, I'm just trying to get the value of my house, more in line with what it really is, I think.
So, and when was that? When did Carolyn come out?
She came out, in February.
Okay.
February 2016.
Okay, and she recommended you list at $374.00?
She recommended we list at $374.00.
All right. I'm going to make a motion that we evaluate it at 375.
That's just a raise, isn't it? That's just a raise of...
It's valued right now at 447.
Yeah, it's appraised now at 447. That's just too high. It's overvalued.
And Booker said what?
Booker had it at 415, lowered it to 399, never sold, so that
never
was active.
Sold.
That's not really a comparable. We call those unsolds. But if Carolyn's a solid realtor, and if she did her homework and felt that that was what it was, then...
You're saying 375 then.
I'm thinking 375 would be fair.
I could live with 375.
What I'm looking at is on all his comparables, the price per square foot is anywhere from $110 to $145.
So and there's different pluses and minuses to those because, you have monthly HOAs on here. There's where some of those others you don't, some of them you do.
I can tell you guys, I'm not familiar with all these properties around the lake. This is a vacation home, a lake home for us. And, at this point, we're going to keep it. But I just want it to be more in line with the value that it really is versus $447 that's on the appraisal for the county.
What do you think, Chuck?
I think that's a pretty good number. Can't sell it at $399 for a year.
Brendan, you've done an awful lot of calculating down there. What'd you have?
So we have a motion at $375,000. Do we have a second on that?
I'll second it.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.
I did.
All right.
So, Mike, obviously I couldn't be there today, but what's the process here? What happened?
We've approved $375,000.
Okay, I appreciate that, guys. Thank you.
And you'll get a letter in the mail from the clerk, county clerk.
Okay.
All right.
Anything else?
I don't have anything else.
All right, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I'm going to show that they're supposed to be in person, but I just heard from the office and they're waiting for us to call. So,
it's here, yeah. I mean, look, that's pending right now. It's probably that one next to it. But that gives a...
I have that here, yes.
Yeah, just making sure they didn't have a difference.
So that's 1,800, but it's four bedrooms. So he's got a few more square feet.
It's 252,000. They purchased it at 252.5, and they did that on 8/9/2013. In the comments, they said that they have made no improvements to the property.
Well, we evaluated the property.
And then they
have comparables attached.
$150 Southview.
Do we know what square footage on this and how many bedrooms?
Yeah, it showed it up there just a while ago, so
sorry.
Pull it back up.
Pull it up right here. 150 Southview Drive.
I'm sorry, that's the purchase price. $252,000 even is what he says is market value. We have it on at $283,391.
It closed in 2013 for $252,500.
Yes, that's what he says.
4,300 square foot, 5 bedroom, finished square footage. And what's he asking it to be? At Emery Creek Ranch, I'd say that's fair, very fair.
You want me calling?
No, I thought it was in person.
Yes, but he just called into the office. Apparently, he's changed his mind.
Uh-huh. Move to set the value of 2016-11 at $252,000.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Move. Motion carries.
We need to call and let them know that we...
You're required to have an appointment.
I got the house down the street list.